Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Mark is in Brooklyn, who I ran into last night outside of the world's most famous on the subway as we were going back downtown. He said, I'm going to call you guys tomorrow, listen all the time. Here he is leading us off. What's up, Mark?
What a night. What a night. I am 27 years old. I texted my family after game one, the big comeback in Boston. And I said, that's the best Knick game I have seen in my life so far. And the key words at the end, gentlemen, were so far. BT, you just hit on it. This has been an interesting playoff. We had a series with Detroit that we won, but it was gritty. We didn't really win it our way. Inconsistency from the guys at the top. Then we go up 2-0 Boston, but we're still not playing great. Last night was the night. We put away any talk of playing with house money or a 2-3 year window or even, and I've been on this team, but even firing Thibodeau last night put that to bed. This team is ring hunting. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No more talk about doing it at home. No more talk about not being able to beat legitimate teams. This team showed last night what a championship team needs to show. The Garden showed up. The Knicks showed up. We're not done yet, boys.
There you go. What a way to start the show. In case you missed anything, check it out on the Free Odyssey app. So I ran into him as I was waiting for the one train at Penn Station. And, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you. And they don't.
Mm-hmm. Or they do and they can't get in.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. So I saw him and we had a little bit of a conversation. Then again, we happened to get on the same train and he got off. And I said, all right, hey, Mark, don't forget. I expect a call. Mm-hmm. And here he is leading off the show. So it was nice to run into him and great to feel that passion right out of the gate. And what was BT? It was they're within one game of the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. But that still, to me, was an all-time great Knicks playoff game. I wasn't around for all of them. Mm-hmm. But as far as I'm concerned, especially being there, that was one of the great victories the Knicks have ever had.
It was sick, dude. And, you know, the only thing that's missing, because the evening was phenomenal. Obviously, Tatum's injury stinks. But from a Knicks perspective, great night. You know, basically a 40-40 piece from Jalen Brunson, commanding series lead at this point. Great show, a lot of fun. It's one thing missing. Where is Omar?
Yeah, where is Omar? You know, I wanted to hear from Omar yesterday. Yeah, Monday. I wanted to hear from Omar yesterday, and he was a no-show, and I'm thinking, all right, Omar's in his feelings. He's upset about Game 3. But where is Omar?
I don't know.
I want to hear from him. Come on, Omar. Well, to be fair, I don't want to hear from him after a win. I want to hear from both.
I know.
If you're not going to call us after a loss, then we don't want to hear from you after a win. But I want to get the feel of Omar in this Knicks series, and we haven't heard from him since last week. Eric is calling from Hempstead. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I just want to inform you Knicks fans, just pump your blue brakes a little bit here, buddies. Okay? Y'all guys are talking like y'all don't want a chip, like this banner's going up because you won a game last night. Calm down.
Well, I didn't just win a game. The Knicks won a game that gets them to within one game of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Which they will eventually get.
Which is your borderline. This is it. Y'all run around New York. I'm a Nets fan.
No.
Let's just put it out there. I've been listening to you cats rant and rave like y'all, you know, been posting up banners for the last 20 years. Well, where we make an early exit continuously.
What banners have you posted up? Do the ABA championships
count?
Well,
listen, it's been a while for those.
Super John Williams still doing his thing?
We have it.
Yeah.
We have it.
Well, Eric, listen, man.
We have it, but neither have you guys.
Well, you sound like a great guy.
You're going in on Evan like...
Take solace in the fact that despite the Knicks' success, at least you guys are about a month or so away. No, no, hold on. At least you get to draft Cooper Flagg pretty soon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on, dude. Really? just talking about going for Giannis. About going after Giannis a couple of weeks ago because you thought Boston was going to, you know, mop the floor with you, which honestly, you have to admit, the first two games were luck. You came back luckily.
A little bit.
If that's a real word, luckily.
Well, but you know what I mean? I wouldn't use it there.
Thank you for the call,
I don't think it applies there. I'll tell you why, Eric. Thanks for the call, buddy. Because to me, like, luck, it's got to be partly residue from success. Like, you don't just, like, balls don't just start bouncing into the rim. And I know you just say that loosely, but yeah, I get it. There were maybe some circumstances that I would maybe frame it that way. But for the Knicks to win both of those games up in Boston, down 20, their margin for error was zero. You had to get stops and you had to get buckets on the defending home champions turf, and they did twice.
Look, three of the four games, the Knicks have outplayed the Celtics in the fourth quarter. Oh, you could use the word dominated the Celtics in the fourth quarter. Three of four. That's not luck. Were certain aspects of the series of those games lucky? Absolutely. I think that that's a part of sports a lot of times, being lucky. The Knicks also have the appealing characteristic of not quitting. So when they get punched in the mouth and they're down 20, they still fight. They claw. That's from their head coach on. That has been instilled in them since he's built the initial blocks of this foundation years ago. It's why they play hard, pedal to the metal, every single night in the regular season. That's a big part of the reason for this team's success. Jalen Brunson, same thing. So, yes, of course there were elements where, hey, you can't keep playing with fire, being down 20, being down 16 late. But they also won those games, and even yesterday, another dominant fourth quarter.
Luck matters, but if you don't cash in, it doesn't change anything. I mean, listen, McNamara, you know, should have been Dave Stapleton playing first base instead of Buckner in 86. Yeah. And I think if it's any other, even Steve Balboni back then, if you take any other Major League first baseman that was not on the DL, that the Mets lose that game. And then the Mets lose the game and they lose the World Series. So they come back, they punch back, they cash in, they win game seven, Darryl goes deep, Mets win. But they got a little lucky because the Boston manager was asleep. You got to take advantage.
Well, also took advantage of somebody else's human mistake, right? McNamara made the mistake. You know who got lucky last night? The Mavericks. They got lucky with the number one pick in the draft.
You think that was rigged?
I don't know. Some people do, including Dino in Bayside, Queens. Dino, you have some thoughts on the lottery from last night?
Gentlemen, we haven't had the number one pick since 1985, Patrick Ewing. It's rigged. This commissioner is a stiff. There's got to be a better system. We never get the number one pick.
Well, what do you mean, the Knicks?
The Knicks. We haven't had the number one pick since 1985.
Dino, they weren't in the lottery, bro.
Dino.
Yeah, but is it lottery? I mean, this is like, get something else going with this.
Dino, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in.
Dino seems like he's straggling in from a late night somewhere. Knicks were good this year. They had no chance to get the number one seed.
Yeah, that's
there,
not
Dino.
How it
Come
works.
On,
it's not a lottery.
Now, there
everybody.
Were years, by the way, where they were taking guys like whether Mike Sweetney and some other situations.
In the
where,
lottery?
Yeah, where they had a chance, where they just didn't get very lucky.
No, understood.
Not talking about
lucky,
that now.
They didn't get lucky the R.J. Barrett year. They should have had the top
job,
pick.
Or job yeah, number
at
two.
At the very least.
Yes, and that's true.
But.
That's true.
In hindsight.
Yep.
Maybe they did get lucky.
Because if they would have gotten one, they would have taken Zion, and Barrett wouldn't have gotten them some of the trade pieces that worked out, and who knows where we are, honestly.
Or if they would have had Ja, which is the guy that I wanted.
Who knows what would happen?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
That would change
the
entire trajectory of the Knicks franchise. At the time, we hated it, but maybe... I don't think that, first of all, it's rigged. Do you buy that? Meaning that now the latest thing is that... The NBA told the Mavericks that if you trade Luka to the Lakers, we'll give you the number one pick.
I think that's a bit much. You know why? I think, I definitely believe the Ewing stuff, you know, the frozen, whether it was frozen or there's a wink and a nod, let's get this guy.
You think so, huh?
I've always thought that.
I'll take it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Because I think that back then it was harder or it was easier to conceal stuff. But, I mean, if this was actually set up as some elaborate plan to hook the Mavericks up, there's got to be some sort of digital trail.
Yeah,
it's
no
just
way.
I can't imagine
there's
that.
There's no way. I'm not even buying the Ewing thing myself. Andrew is calling from Westchester. What's up, Andrew?
Sal, BT, love the show, guys. I love the energy.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I got to say, I'm a Knicks fan, born and raised. Never been alive, in my opinion, for when the Knicks have been this good. I actually was in Boston last week at both games. Mm. Let me tell you guys, what an unbelievable environment, especially after game two. Got a little bit hostile, but you know, have to represent for the city. So that's where we're at. And I wanted to just say one comment. You know, the Knicks last year, and I don't know how much you guys talked about this earlier in the show. I didn't have a chance to listen. But, you know, the Knicks got destroyed or didn't get any credit last year for having their entire roster injured against the Pacers in these two conference finals. If we're lucky enough to win game five tomorrow, I don't want to hear any of that conversation from the media. Especially the national media.
I agree with that.
You know, it's obviously feel terrible for Tatum. Hate to see an injury like that happen to a star, a young player, having probably his best playoff performance I can remember watching. But, you know, that's life, unfortunately. Well, and the Knicks, they got a roll. They got to play with what they got.
And also, Andrew, and thank you for the call, they beat the Celtics 3 out of 4. I don't care how you slice it. They beat the Celtics 3 out of 4 with Tatum healthy.
Yep.
Or however healthy he is, meaning with him playing.
With his wrist. I agree with that. Listen, if he got hurt in the previous series against the Magic and didn't play a second, I mean, I would still enjoy it. No, I mean, not him being down. I don't mean that. But, like, if the Knicks advance there, you take what you can get. Nobody feels sorry for you. And, by the way, how about this? So, I guess it would have been 2013 or 14. Remember when Andrea Bargnani was a Knick, former number one pick for the Raptors?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Knicks actually gave up a first-round pick for him. I'm pretty sure they did. Somebody just sent me a screenshot. I don't know if it was 13 or 14, but one of the 2 years he was here. Listen to their starting lineup this particular night.
Oh, my God.
At guard, Langston Galloway.
Langston Galloway.
At guard, Alexei Shved. Do you remember that guy?
Him, no.
I do. At center, Andrea Bargnani. Remember the man bun, Lou Almanson? Remember that guy?
Yes, him I remember.
Yeah. And at forward, Lance Thomas. That was a starting five.
What year?
For the Knicks. Either 2013 or 2014.
I mean, that is.
Because he was only here 2 years.
Come
Bargnani.
On, dude. That's embarrassing.
Wow.
I mean, that's come a long way.
Yes, we have.
And now we're going to enjoy it. And I don't know, what he was saying, what does he mean? He doesn't want to hear the narrative that the Knicks won because of the Celtics being injured?
I think he just wants to make sure people don't. I can't control Knicks. What people do, but the Knicks beat them 3 times when Tatum was there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.